Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast.
Ruthless but fair. Julia Hartley Brewer.
Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you.
Harder, older, Hartley Brewer.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Julia Hartley Brewer. You're with Talk TV. Now, let's talk about what's happening in the House of Commons today after PMQs. MPs are going to vote on an SNP motion calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Both the government and Labour are also tabling their own amendments, with Keir Starmer calling for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in a bid to stave off a Labour backbench rebellion. Meanwhile, the Conservatives have tabled their own amendment calling for an immediate humanitarian pause and backing Israel's right to self-defence. So, what's the difference between all of this? And isn't it all a little bit playing politics with Palestinian civilians' lives? Joining me right now is Ian Blackford. He's the Scottish National Party MP for Ross, Skye and Lochaber, and is their former Westminster leader. Good morning to you, Ian. Long time no speak.
Yeah, good morning, Julia. Pleasure to be on with you.
Well, thank you very much indeed for joining us. So, OK, what is the point of the SNP motion? You've got a rare opposition day debate opportunity. What is the point of calling for this ceasefire? Because I'm not aware, with all due respect to the SNP leadership, that Hamas terrorists holding 134 Israeli hostages right now and that the Israeli Defence Forces and the Israeli government are sitting there waiting to find out what the SNP think about their war. So what's the point of it all?
But of course, we're all members of Parliament. And what I want to see this afternoon, Julia, is Parliament coming together. One of the things I suppose I've been most proud of over the last couple of years has been the unity of purpose that we've had right across the chamber in dealing with Putin, dealing with Ukraine, speaking with one clear voice, defending our friends in Ukraine, making sure that we're supporting them as much as we can. Of course, we all recoil at the horrors of the attack of the 7th of October. Hamas are a terrorist organisation and they should be dealt with. I think our issue is that you don't deal with the Hamas problem by seeing the, sad to say, 29,000 civilians now losing their lives in Gaza. Innocent civilians should not be paying a price for this. And I think it's important both in this parliament but right across the world that we show leadership. And remember what Parliament has voted for in the past is the support of a two-state solution. We need now to show that we recognise that we will never deal with this sufficiently until we can get to a long-term peaceful resolution. That means a two-state solution. But in order to get there, we've got to stop the attacks that we're now seeing on Rafah, the civilians that are paying a heavy price for this, the fact that so many people in Gaza are starving, the fact that not just the 29,000 that have lost their lives, but the near 70,000 that have been injured. So I think there's a humanitarian reason for us to come together. I don't want to see anybody playing politics with this in any party. And I really would appeal to colleagues today to come together, to do the right thing, to recognise all of us should be speaking up for those that need our support in Gaza right now.
Well, other people who need our support in Gaza right now. There seems to be a bit of feedback on your screen there. I don't know if you could turn the volume down at your end. I'm not quite sure what's going on there. The other people who need support would, of course, be the 134 Israeli hostages being held by Hamas. And Israeli forces have said it's very, very clear. They are trying to get their hostages back. They are trying to defeat completely, end of Hamas as a terrorist organisation, as a threat to them. A two-state solution doesn't work. with Hamas or any other terrorist organisation in charge of the neighbouring country of one of those two states, which is what effectively would continue to happen if Hamas are not completely defeated. It is Hamas who have chosen to put their military bases and missiles and their tunnels over and underneath civilian structures, schools, hospitals, apartment buildings. It was Hamas that chose to attack Israel. Peace could be happening right now if Hamas laid down their arms, if Hamas handed back the hostages and stopped using their own people, Palestinian civilians, as a human shield. Shouldn't the demand simply be on Hamas to end the war that they started on October the 7th?
Julia, we all recognise that Hamas are a terrorist organisation. We want them removed. We want them dealt with. We want those in the Hamas organisation to face justice, as they should at the international court. We've got an impasse at the moment, and we know that there's a very real threat to Rafah. And let's recognise there are 1.5 million people in that city at the moment. They've nowhere else to go. And we know that the attacks by the Israeli Defence Forces have now started. And I think we've got that responsibility to speak out. We want Israel to be able to be at peace. We want peace and security across the region. And I think everything that's happened over the course of the last few months has got to be a wake-up call to all of us, right across the international community, that we have to step in. We have to offer that hand of friendship to Israel. Of course, Israel must have security on its borders.
Well, with all due respect, I mean, everyone could agree with everything you say, but these are platitudes. It's like people saying Israel has the right of self-defence, but they mustn't kill civilians in Gaza. The reality is the civilians in Gaza have been placed in harm's way by Hamas. Hamas want people in Palestine. They love seeing children die. That's great PR for them. No, all right-thinking people want there to be peace and not for a single civilian to die. However, you know as well as I do that in every single war in the history of humankind, children, innocent people have died. It is a horrible, horrible fact. They died when British army is involved, when the US army involved, when every army is involved. So we're now saying 29,000 is too many. I agree with you. What number would be acceptable?
Well, you don't want to see civilians ever being put into danger. But
from the moment that Israel went into Gaza, are you saying that was too much? Because when you're saying they have a right to self-defence, then you're... Which is it?
Of course they do. Look, you're not going to get any disagreement from me that we need to deal with Hamas. They're a terrorist organisation.
Well, how do we deal with them other than with weapons? You can't bring terrorists to the table. We don't negotiate with terrorists.
They have to be isolated. But there is moderate.
Isolated. They need to be killed.
But there is moderate Arab opinion that we need to work with to make sure that they can be isolated, that can be removed. But let me give the example of 2014, which was the last time there was an uprising over Gaza. David Cameron was the then Prime Minister, and he said this in 2014: an immediate and unconditional humanitarian ceasefare, recognising that the situation in Gaza is intolerable. That was the case in 2014. That's what David Cameron said then. What I'm arguing today, what we're arguing in the SNP, is exactly the same as that. Let's show leadership. Let's make sure that Hamas pay a price for the terrorism, but we need to stand up for those in Gaza that are now in harm's
way. But I think you'll have to agree that what happened on October 7th is a game changer for the Israeli
absolutely.
People. What is the difference between the SNP motion calling for an immediate ceasefire, Labour calling for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire, and the Tories in their amendment calling for an immediate humanitarian pause? Do you know what the difference is between those three things?
I mean, you're talking about words and you're talking about semantics, but I think it is really important that we can come together. I suspect the Labour amendment won't be taken. I hope the House can come together. You know, we'll have votes this afternoon. We'll see what will happen. I suspect that we will at least end up in a better place.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Than we are today, but we should be unequivocally saying now that there should not be an attack on Rafah. Let's make sure that we can work with the international community. Okay. Let's work with the Arab states in particular to bring a resolution to this, and a resolution not just for the short term and the long term, and that means the removal of Hamas to do that.
Okay. A lot of people are saying that this isn't about the innocents in civilians in Palestine. This is actually about the SNP trying to get one over on Labour and expose the weakness of Keir Starmer's leadership. We know back in November we had 56 Labour MPs voting to support an SNP motion in defiance of a Labour whip, 10 resignations from the front bench. That your party is simply trying to push those divisions again, making life difficult for Keir Starmer. Yes, you're entitled to do, but this is actually playing politics rather than really any message of support to the Palestinian civilians.
Julia, you know me better than that. And the last thing I want to do is play politics. I want the House to come together. I've given the example of what we've done over Ukraine. I don't want differences across this House, whether it be with Labour or Conservative. Let's stand up as humanitarians. Let's have a united voice that we can put pressure on our colleagues in the international community through the UN to get a ceasefire. Let's all of us work together to that end.
OK, how do you think this vote's going to go? Because, again, everything's up to the Commons Speaker, Lindsay Hoyle. He gets to decide. He's having a meeting, I think, round about now, deciding what's going to be on the order paper. So they have the SNP motion. The question is whether or not we get the Tory amendment and or the Labour amendment. That could, of course, put the Labour in a bigger bind.
So this is obviously all based on procedure. And what would normally happen with an opposition day, that he would normally strike out the Labour amendment. We'll see what happens. If he does strike out the Labour amendment, what will happen this afternoon is the SNP motion will be put and the House will vote on that. I'm asking the House to do so. Yeah. If that is passed, then, of course, the government has the option of putting down its amendment if it so chooses. But I hope we can come together and have that unity of purpose that I've spoken
In terms
about.
Of coming together, do you agree with what Prince William had to say in his expression of profound concern and calls for peace? He's been criticised by some former ministers and others saying that actually he's meddling in politics. He's supposed to be, as a royal prince, above the fray.
I would never criticise any member of the royal family, but I recognise the right.
Why not? Are they above criticism?
I've never done it, and I wouldn't do it now, but I think he's got a right to speak.
You never criticise Prince Andrew?
I haven't got into the, but let's deal with the issue that you raised, the question that you raised. I think he has a right to speak out on a humanitarian basis, which is what he's done.
Okay, Ian Blackford, really appreciate you joining it. Great to have you on the show. He's, of course, the SNP MP, former Westminster leader in the Commons. Benedict Spence, basically, I mean, we all want to come together, speak with United Front, kumbaya, kumbaya. Is the SNP playing politics?
Of course they're playing politics. I thought it was a really interesting point right at the end that Prince William has a right to speak out on these things. What if Prince William came out and said that Scottish independence would be a dreadful thing? Would Ian Blackford think the same thing? I doubt it. But again, this, I think, it just speaks to the sort of the slightly childishness, immaturity about what war is and about how many civilians die. 2.5 million German civilians died as a result of Allied bombings and shootings during the Second World War. Does anybody step back and say, oh, no, we should have let the Nazis stay because that many civilian casualties
were... When people talk about, we want, you know, I don't... I have people tweeting all the time saying, I'm opposed to war. Oh, would you be opposed... Yes, yes, well, that's lovely.
Good for you.
So we'd all be speaking German now, then, would we? Well, I mean, I don't... What do people mean by that?
Well, yes, that's exactly the thing, is that it's the same with US isolationism. Fantastic. That doesn't mean that the world is just going to leave you alone. Just because you say, I want nothing to do with war, doesn't mean that
there's
people are not going to
make... There's a
vacuum
other people are going to step in.
Exactly. It's very childish. It's very, very immature. Frankly, very privileged to be able to sit here in a safe country and go, war's bad, isn't it, guys? And you guys should really stop. Totally
nailed it. Right, we're asking about Prince William today. He's facing criticism for calling for an end to the fighting in Gaza. What is your reaction? Give us a call, 0344-499-1000. Text 87222 or get in touch on X at Talk TV. John has got in touch to say, last time I checked, it's a free country, so he can express his views and opinions. Except that part of the deal of a constitutional monarchy is royals stay above political threat. The question is, how political is this? Dennis says, definitely not something his grandmother would have voiced publicly. William would do well to follow her example. Again, we never knew the Queen's views on anything, even though it's not that the apparent conversation with Nick Clegg over Brexit, or over the Scottish...
And the Royal Yacht.
Yeah, she definitely had strong views on that. Debbie says, William grew up with the Queen, a woman who kept her personal views between close friends, yet both William and Charles have done the opposite. You've also been getting in touch on the phones. Do please keep those calls coming in. I say 0344-499-1000 is the number to call. David has done just that, and he's in Sheffield. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hello, hello. What do you want to say? What do you think of what Prince William had to say and the criticism of him?
Well, first thing, everything you said to that Scottish MP, I thought was spot on. I couldn't fault it because, I mean, it's same as Prince William. It's not what they're saying, it's what they're not saying. For instance, 2 weeks ago, they rescued, brilliantly, the Israeli Special Forces, 2 hostages. Where did they rescue them from? They rescued them from Rafah.
Yeah.
So it proves that they are actually holding there and they are using the civilians for a shield. There is no doubt about that. And nobody's saying that. Prince William could have said yesterday, we need peace, but end it there, you've got to let the hostages go. You can't use them as human
shields. I think in his statement there was some mention of the hostages.
The International Court actually said they must release the hostages.
Yeah.
But they're ignoring that.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I mean, my issue is, it's like, what other subjects? Is he going to weigh in every time there's a war? Because there are actually quite a lot of other conflicts going on and other civilians who are dying, as is always the case.
I mean, that's what I said to your interviewer. There's 24 million people in Africa not going to school. There's Afghan women not getting educated.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's happening all over the world and we're just ignoring it.
So you're saying if he's going to speak up on one thing, he needs to speak up on everything or... zip it.
Yeah, can I just make one final point?
Yeah.
And people say that there are innocent thousands of civilians. There are. But there are also loads and loads and loads who watched the attack on big cinema screens on hospital walls, cheering and burning Israeli flags.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're not innocent. And when you say there's 29,000 dead, how many of them are actually... soldiers.
Yeah, well, that's the point. People say 29,000 innocents, but actually we understand something like around the 9,000, 10,000 mark are Hamas.
There's also Hamas planting bombs, trying to attack Israelis. There's also children who are attacking Israeli soldiers.
Yeah.
It's not as simple as Prince William says.
Absolutely. David, I have to let it go now, but thank you so much. Really appreciate your call.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast. Ruthless but fair. Julia Hartley Brewer. Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you. Harder, older, Hartley Brewer. The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.